ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはロンドン、こんばんはニューヨーク。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 16, Nihongo Dojo. Combining adjectives in Japanese, they are lively and funny.
Naomi desu.
Rebecca here. こんにちは、ナオミ先生。
こんにちは、レベッカさん。
お元気ですか？
はい、元気です。レベッカさんは、Have you ever done homestay in
Yes.
Japan?
Yes, I have.
Did you like it? Did you enjoy it?
I did, yeah. Sometimes I got a little homesick, but no, I enjoyed the homestay.
そうですか。The reason I asked you this question is because visiting Japanese family is one of today's topic.
That's right. We're going to look at some expressions which come in handy if you ever visit a Japanese family.
そうですね。今日はファブリツィオさんが Fuyuka さんの家へ行きます。
In today's dialogue, Fabrizio is visiting Fuyuka's home.
そうです。それから今日の文法は What's today's grammar point?
Today we're going to look at joining adjectives again, but we'll be looking at na adjectives.
そうですね。
Let's listen to the conversation.
ただいま。
おかえり。あ、いらっしゃい。さあさあ、どうぞお上がりください。
ああ、動物がたくさんいますね。こんばんは。お邪魔します。
ああ、冬香ちゃん、お帰りなさい。あら、ハンサムで素敵な人ね。どうぞどうぞ、お入りください。
いらっしゃい。
あ、冬香ちゃんの彼氏？
うわあ、スマートで背が高くてかっこいいな。
おー、どうもどうも、はじめまして。こちらへどうぞ。ビールどうですか？お刺身もどうぞ。新鮮で美味しいですよ。
冬香さんの家族は賑やかで面白いですね。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ただいま。
おかえり、あ、いらっしゃい。さあさあ、どうぞ、お上がりください。
わあ、動物がたくさんいますね。こんばんは、お邪魔します。
あ、ふゆかちゃん。おかえりなさい。あら、ハンサムで素敵な人ね。どうぞ、どうぞ、お入りください。
いらっしゃい。
あ、冬香ちゃんの彼氏？うわー、スマートで。背が高くてかっこいいな。
おお、どうもどうも、はじめまして。こちらへどうぞ。ビールどうですか？お刺身もどうぞ。新鮮でおいしいですよ。
冬香さんの家族はにぎやかで面白いですね。
今度は英語が入ります。
ただいま。
I'm home.
おかえり。
Welcome back.
あ、いらっしゃい。さあさあ、どうぞお上がりください。
Welcome. So, come on in.
わあ、動物がたくさんいますね。
Wow, there are a lot of animals, aren't there?
こんばんは。お邪魔します。
Good evening. May I come in?
ああ、ふゆかちゃん、お帰りなさい。
Welcome home, ふゆか。
あら、 ハンサムで素敵な人ね。どうぞどうぞ、お入りください。
Oh, what a handsome and good-looking guy. Come in, come in.
いらっしゃい。あ、ふゆかちゃんの彼氏？
Welcome. Oh, are you Fuyuka's boyfriend?
うわー、スマートで背が高くてかっこいいな。
Wow, you're slim and tall and you look cool.
おお、どうもどうも、はじめまして。こちらへどうぞ。
Oh, nice to meet you. Come right this way.
ビールどうですか？お刺身もどうぞ。新鮮で美味しいですよ。
How about a beer? And help yourself to some sashimi. It's fresh and delicious.
ふゆかさんの家族は賑やかで面白いですね。
え？ファブリツィオはふゆかさんの彼氏ですか？ Is Fabrizio Fuyuka's boyfriend?
彼氏じゃないです。I don't think so. I think Fuyuka's family misunderstood.
Yeah, you can see how that would happen, I guess. She's just come with him. I don't know. Maybe she didn't say anything to them. Maybe she just said, oh, I'm bringing my friend home, and they just thought she meant boyfriend.
そうかもしれないですね。But...It must be fun to go out with Fabrizio, don't you think?
Well, he's a pretty interesting sort of a guy, isn't he? Mind you, if there are any cockroaches around, you'd have to kill them yourself.
うるさいね。ゴーキーブー。
怖い。
怖いですね。うるさいですね、ちょっとね。
Let's have a look at today's vocabulary.
動物
Animal
動物
Next item.
ただいま。
I'm home. Here I am.
ただいま。ただいま。
Next.
おかえりなさい。
Welcome home. Welcome back.
おかえりなさい。おかえりなさい。
Next.
お上がりください。
Please come in.
おあがりください。お上がりください。
Next.
お邪魔します。
Excuse me for interrupting you.
お邪魔します。お邪魔します。
Next.
お入りください。
Please come in.
お入りください。お入りください。
Next item.
Handsome.
Handsome. This is a not adjective.
Handsome. Handsome.
Next.
Smart.
Slim, smart, stylish. This is a not adjective.
Smart. Smart.
Next.
刺身
Sliced raw fish.
刺身、刺身。
Next.
家族。
Family, members of a family.
家族、家族。
Next.
にぎやか。
Bustling, busy, lively. This is a not adjective.
にぎやか、にぎやか。
So in today's vocabulary and phrase use section, we'll be looking at these really useful words that useful phrases, sorry, that you can use when you're in a Japanese home. I find this really interesting, Naomi-sensei, because you have set phrases for different activities in the house, right? So when you come home, you say, Tadaima.
Hai, hai, hai.
And when someone goes, you say, Itterashai.
Ah, so desu ne.
And things like that. And it's always the same, right?
Hai.
I suppose every household in Australia has their sort of habits and they say the same things, but it's not like there's an official thing that you say to say goodbye to somebody apart from goodbye.
Oh, 面白いですね。
Do you see what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's really interesting. And it's a bit like you also say いただきます、mm. when you start eating and ごちそうさまでした when you finished.
そうですね。Most of them are set phrases, so people use them as they are.
Yeah, they're like the standard.
はい、そうですね。We don't have much variety.
No, but it's useful and it's so you know what to say to people. You know, when you go home at night, you say, お疲れ様です。 this kind of thing. I think it's really useful.
If you're planning to do a homestay in Japan, those expressions would be useful.
Yeah, it's a good way to be polite and to show your appreciation to the family by saying these standard phrases at the right time.
そうですね。
Of particular interest, I think, is お上がりください and お入りください。
はいはいはい。
So that's what your host would say to you as you came into their house.
そうですね。お上がりください。上がる is to enter or climb up or go up or to rise.
Yeah, I was thinking that's very interesting because they both mean please come in, but one is お上がりください。
はい。
Does that come from how in Japan you have a genkan, like a step? You take off your shoes and you step up into the house.
多分そうですね。
So it means the same as come in, but you, actually what you're saying is come up.
そうです。Come up here みたいな感じ。
Yeah. And also, I like the phrase お邪魔します。
そうですね。おが honorific prefix で、邪魔が intrusion とか annoyance ですね。I'm going to interrupt you.
Yeah, it's a good way to say excuse me.
そうですね。失礼します。も同じです。I think 失礼します and お邪魔します have pretty similar nuance. But at the office, we tend to say 失礼します instead of お邪魔します。
So you would use お邪魔します when you visit your host family.
そうですね。
When you go into the house for the first time. Is that right?
そうですね。お邪魔します。お邪魔します。Doesn't have to be the first time.
Oh, right. Yeah. So every time.
Every time. お邪魔します。And お上がりください。And お入りください。If you're working at the office, and if you want to say like, oh, please come in.
Yeah.
You can't say お上がりください because there's no steps.
Right. Yeah. It's not your home either, is it? So what do you say?
お入りください。
I see. Okay.
面白いですね。
So I think these phrases are very interesting.They're very handy too, because you don't have to think of what to say. As long as you know the right phrase, you can be polite.
Hi.
All right, now let's have a look at today's grammar point. Today's grammar point is how to connect na adjectives. As we learned in the previous lesson, when two or more adjectives are used to describe something or a person, they can be combined in one sentence by changing the adjective into its te form, the te conjunction. We learned how to do I adjectives, didn't we?
そうですね。For example, おいしくて安い。
Tasty and cheap. All right. How would we say that somebody is smart and kind?
That's a tricky one. 頭がいい is smart. Kind is 優しい。So, 頭がよくて優しい。That's exception. Not 頭がいいくて。
Ah, よくて. Yes, yes. The te form of いい is よくて。
そうですね。
You can also use よい instead of いい, can't you? It means
そうね。
That's where it comes from, doesn't it?
はい。
よい、よくて。So the exception to the いい adjective rule is いい。
そうです。いい becomes よくて。
Right, okay. This week we're going to look at な adjectives and how to join な adjectives. Can you give us the target sentence which comes from today's dialogue?
冬香さんの家族はにぎやかで面白いですね。
Fuyuka-san, your family is so lively and funny.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah, I wonder. Well, I think probably coming from Fabrizio, it's a compliment.
Ah, そうですね。
Because he's 面白い. He's a little different.
And yeah. Also, he's にぎやか.
And he's にぎやか. That's right. So, にぎやか is a な adjective. So, what you do with a な adjective is you just add で. An い adjective, you...drop the e and add くて, but な adjectives you just add で.
そうですね。便利 becomes 便利で. 元気 becomes 元気で.
Okay. What about, there is one な adjective that I think is a little tricky because it actually ends in e. きれい.
そうですね。きれいな, きれい, きれいで.
Yeah.It's important to remember that because people often use that word. It's a very useful word and it's not an e adjective. It's pretending to be, but it's really a na adjective.
そうですね。
So you add de on the end. So let's practice just a couple more sentences. Can you give us another example, please, Naomi sensei?
このお刺身は新鮮で美味しいですよ。
This sashimi is fresh and tasty.
Not sushimi, ne?
Not sushimi, sashimi.
そうですね。刺身。And we sometimes put polite suffix お in front of it, and お刺身。
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that actually. In the conversation, Fuyuka's father says お刺身, doesn't he?
はい。
Usually older men are not as polite as that, I thought. Or I was surprised. Also, he's been drinking, and so I was like, wow, I don't think I've ever heard a guy say お刺身, but is that...
お刺身...
Is that possible? Well, yeah. Obviously it's possible. It wouldn't be in the dialogue. 失礼しました。But yeah, I just thought that was a little unusual.
そうですね。I think that's because Fabrizio is a guest.
Yeah,
so
I see.
So he's being polite. The father is being polite, I think.
Yeah, okay. No, that makes sense. Thank you. Just to go back to that example sentence you gave us. Can you say that one more time?
このお刺身は新鮮で美味しいですよ。
Okay, so the na adjective in this sentence is 新鮮, and you're adding a で. 新鮮で美味しいです. In the PDF, we also have a write-up on how to combine two nouns.
はい、そうですね。例えば、ファブリツィオはイタリア人で、ファッションコーディネーターです。
Fabrizio is an Italian and a fashion coordinator.
はい。
So, check that out, and we'll see you next week.
じゃあまた。
ただいま。
おかえり。あ、いらっしゃい。さあさあ、どうぞお上がりください。
はあ、動物がたくさんいますね。こんばんは。お邪魔します。
ああ、ふゆかちゃん、おかえりなさい。あら、ハンサムで素敵な人ね。どうぞどうぞ、お入りください。
いらっしゃい。
あ、ふゆかちゃんの彼氏？うわぁ、スマートで背が高くてかっこいいな。
おお、どうもどうも、はじめまして。こちらへどうぞ。ビールどうですか？お刺身もどうぞ。新鮮で美味しいですよ。
ふゆかさんの家族は賑やかで面白いですね。